Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. All right, so we're into hour number two. And as I mentioned, the show is a little bit unusual in the sense that in the third hour, I've got three interviews. It's like a radio row day broke out back to back to back in hour number three. Welcome to the show. I am live. I am in Southern California. What's cracking? Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So the third hour sets up like this. And I mention it now because you want to get through right now. You will not get through next hour if all three of these people show up. Troy Polamalu, Pittsburgh Steeler great, joins me at the top. Deontay Wilder after that, the WBC heavyweight champion of the world. Jadeveon Clowney, Seattle Seahawks D-end. So all three of those coming up next hour. 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up on Twitter, please. Follow me at Jim Rome. And I might read your tweet on the air, which is a good thing, right? Even better is if I retweet it. And you can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Also today, what's your beef? We're going to do this on Tuesdays going forward. By now, you know what that means. I'm going to roll it out, and I'm going to ask the question, what's your beef? It's presented by Old Trapper Beef Jerky. And yes, to get out in front of it, Rex in Albuquerque. It's the beef jerky segment, Rex. Also, keep in mind, going forward, it's not going to be a twice-a-week thing. It used to be Tuesdays and Thursdays. No more holding out for Thursday. You can only get your beef off on a Tuesday. I'm taking it today and today only. So far, you've crushed it. Let's keep it going. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on email. Load up the phone lines. We will do it sometime this hour. Whatever you're beefing about, hit me up. Best emails, best tweets, best phone calls later on this hour. And in the meantime, remember, next time you need a protein snack, do not reach for a bar or an energy drink. Instead, grab a bag of Old Trapper beef jerky. Tender, tasty, real beef that's going to rock your craving for a snack that satisfies. Ask for it by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? Yes, it is the beef jerky segment.
Is this the beef jerky segment?
Yes, it is, Rex. It is every Tuesday, this hour. In fact, it's the beef jerky hour, Rex. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so every so often I've said this year, Laker fan, get your car flag up. You've heard me say that. And I've said it more than once. I don't have that message right now. But I've got a message instead for Jacksonville.
Duval!
Mustaches up. Better yet, stashes up, jorts on. Because the Jags announced that Gardner Flint Minshew, the second, a.k.a. Beowulf, is going to start on Sunday. And for the rest of the season, which means Minshew mania is back. Where's the queen? Danica. If he's back, she should be back. And if we're being honest about this whole thing, he should have never left in the first place. It all came back for the second half on Sunday when Nick Foles was benched. And as you might imagine, Foles was not happy about that. But Nick Foles being Nick Foles, handled it with class.
It's not easy. It's not easy. This is not an easy game. Tough situation, but I'm continue to put one foot in front of the other and, keep moving. It's, like I've said before, it's a trial, and the trials keep coming. And, not easy, but I know where my heart is and where my faith is and what I'm going to lean on in this time like I always do in the good and the bad. And you never want to go through it. Difficult, but you know what? I'm going to look at the bright things and continue to keep my head held high and continue to keep moving forward.
Listen, you can say, yeah, it's great, Rome. If somebody guaranteed me $50 million, I'd have a great attitude also. It's not just that. I mean, that is a great attitude. He handled that with class. And you'd expect that from Nick Foles. And I think there's more to it than, yeah, Rome, but if somebody gave me $50 million, I'd have the best attitude ever. Somebody didn't just give him $50 million. He earned that $50 million, but I'll get back to that in a minute. Point being, he handled a bad situation, or in this case, a challenging situation, with class, as you'd expect. And as you'd expect, Minshew also handled it with class, even if you think, well, of course he handled it with class, Rome, he got the good news.
Oh, it's tough. I've been in the same situation. I've been booted off the field at ECU, and it's not a place, you know, anybody should have to be in. So, I mean, there's so much love in that room. Like, we all support each other. To see that was absolutely brutal. Like, I hate that for him. But in the same vein, what all he wants is to win, all I want is to win, and whoever's out there, that's what we're going to try to do.
So I'm not inside of that locker room, but I think even from the outside, we can see there has been tension in the Jaguar locker room. But from the outside, it seems like the quarterback's room is about as good as it can be given the circumstances. And by the way, just so we're clear, the Jags are not 4-8 because of Nick Foles. They're 4-8 for a lot of reasons. And there are going to be a lot of changes in the offseason because of those reasons. So it's not all on Nick Foles, obviously. And that Sunday benching has turned into a season-long benching because this is now Minshew's team, at least for right now, from full speed ahead to Minshew mania. They had to make the move. Jacksonville has made some really strange moves. This one, though, was undeniable. This is a move they had to make. Like, I don't even care what kind of a contract Nick Foles was signed to. Maybe easy for me to say it's not my money. But the fact of the matter is, it just wasn't working out this year. Minshew mania, on the other hand, was real, at least for this season. There is an offense and a fan base that needs a spark, and Minshew was the guy to bring it. And this isn't going to be one of those cheap, lazy segments where Nick Foles gets bashed. And this guy's a legend, seriously. A legend. That Super Bowl run in Philadelphia is the stuff of Hollywood. So I'm not here to kill this guy, nor am I here to crack on this guy for that contract. He earned every single penny of it. As I've said before, timing is everything in the NFL. If you're a quarterback and it's your turn and somebody's going to pay you a huge amount of money, you'd be an idiot to turn it down. Would any of you turn that down? Would any of you, if you were Nick Foles, look at somebody who pushed a piece of paper in front of you with $50 million guaranteed and say, hey, you know what? Nah, I'm Nick Foles. I'm not worth that kind of money. I'll take 20. How can you kill this guy for taking that money? So things didn't work out in Jacksonville for Foles, it would appear. That's fine. He's got nothing to be ashamed of. He suffered a busted collarbone in the first half of his first game with that team. He tried to come back. He came back. He was unable to produce. He had 782 yards, a total of 33 points in three games since coming back from the injury. Jacksonville thought that they were a quarterback away from being good when they signed him. And it was a deal that a bunch of people did like at the time because Jacksonville did need a quarterback. They just didn't know that they'd find that quarterback in the sixth round of the draft. Because when Foles went down, Minshew came in, he gave them all a lift. Check that. He gave them more than a lift. He gave them an energy. He gave them swagger. He gave them an identity on offense. It's huge. But then when the guy stumbles in London, the Jags go back to Foles because they had to. You had to see what you had in that guy and in that contract. And then you get a few really rough games. And now you know. Now you know. They knew they had to make the move back to the mania because you can't keep running Foles out there only because of his contract when he does not give you a better chance to win. And especially not when the fans were killing him on Sunday and chanting for Minshew. When you can't give the fans wins, you may as well give them what they want. You may as well give the fans Minshew because that cat can lead to wins. Just the mention of that guy's name gives life to the Jags fans. Look, they're still going to finish at or below 500, but at least they've got hope. At least they feel like they've got hope. That hope comes in the form of a dude with a mustache and middle name of Flint, who could actually have been named Beowulf. That's the kind of hope we all need, and especially the Jags fans. It's the right call. You can't just say, yeah, well, we're paying this guy a hell of a lot of money. Yeah, but the other guy gives you a better chance to win. Yeah, but we're paying this guy a hell of a lot of money. Yeah, well, maybe it was a mistake. 1-800-636-8686. I like it. Speak of the devil. I ask for the queen and she calls. So if I ask for the queen and she calls, she goes right to the front of the line. Let's go to Jacksonville. Danica. Danica, what's going on?
Not much, Rome. I'm going to make this short and simple is that we're on the stash train. We want the stash. Season's pretty much over with, okay? I can't sit back and watch that statue behind that line anymore. If I have to listen to another sermon from Pastor Nick, I'm going to lose my mind, okay? We are a bunch of sinners here in Duval. We like to drink beer, we like to slam fireballs, and we like to bump ugly. That is Gardner Minshew for us. So that's what I'm with for the rest of the year. I'm out, Rome.
Racker. Danica. Right when I start thinking to myself that Danica could never top that original call, that she'll always be chasing that original call, she comes on and she makes that call. So, Alvin, really quickly before we go to break, you go ahead and be the judge. She is the queen. She is Danica from Jacksonville. Danica became famous the day she called this show and said this.
Now, I'm out of money for season tickets, and the only thing I can do is go to the game, get drunk, find a little tenderoni, and take him home for the night and ruin him. I'm out.
All right, so you can walk off on that because it's never going to get that good. It'll never be that good ever again. Ike, have you not heard that? Ike's in shock. He's already heard that. That old man's head is spinning. Yeah, she said that, Ike. On this show, on air, Danica said that. So my thought is, whenever she calls up, she's always chasing that great moment. It'll never be that good. Except she just said this.
We are a bunch of sinners here in Duval. We like to drink beer, we like to slam fireballs, and we like to bump ugly. That is Gardner Minshew for us. So that's what I'm with for the rest of the year. I'm out, Rome.
We are a bunch of sinners here in Duval. We like to drink beer. We like to slam fireballs. We like to bump uglies.
Bump uglies.
That is Gardner Minshew. She is the queen. Danica Racker. You know what I think I want to do? I think I would like to give her a golden ticket. Why not? Haven't given one out in a long time. And the Smack Off, more than anything else, needs female representation. I'm not sure how she shows up on that day, but I know that her best would give her a shot.
To bump ugly.
Danica. 1-800-636-8686. Write that down. Mark that down. She has a golden ticket. Now, that does not guarantee that she will get on the air that day. It doesn't even guarantee that she'll keep that golden ticket. The thing about the golden ticket is, you may have it right now, but I can snatch that thing. The only thing the clones like better than me giving out a golden ticket is me ripping a golden ticket back from somebody. This is the sound of somebody getting the famous golden ticket.
Because I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
That golden ticket gets you entry into the Smack Off. It's invite only. This is the sound of somebody having a golden ticket and losing it. This is the sound of somebody getting one.
Because I've got a golden ticket.
This is the sound of me ripping that ticket back. Danica's got one. Congrats, the queen. It's a no-brainer. I mean, honestly, it's got to really hurt Shad Khan that he committed $50 million to Nick Foles, but it didn't work out. The other guy gives you life, gives you a better chance to win. You got to write that thing off. And again, I've got a lot of tolerance for his bankroll, but that's how it is. They took their shot. It didn't work out. All right, when we come back, more telephone calls and what's your beef? If you've got a beef, hit me up right now. We're doing that segment this hour. Are you looking for the perfect gift? Then get him a shirt from Untuck It. It's hard to find a shirt that looks good untucked. Regular shirts were not meant to be worn untucked. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. So they fall at just the right length and they always look sharp. Get up to 30% off with the Cyber Monday sale going on now at any of Untuck It's 80 plus stores and of course at untuckit.com. As always, enjoy fast, free shipping and returns on every order. And did you know UNTUCKit has more than 50 fits for everybody on your list? So tall, short, slim, and bigger guys of all ages can enjoy the perfect fit of an UNTUCKit shirt. Try some of our bestsellers, like wrinkle-free bottom-downs, super soft flannels, and more for up to 30% off right now at their Cyber Monday sale. Visit your nearest UNTUCKit store or go to untuckit.com and save up to 30% off your entire purchase. UNTUCKit shirts are designed to be worn untucked.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
What's cracking? Hey, Adam Hawk, you feeling WIP right now? Is that what that's all about? Is that why you brought me in that stack? You know what I think? I think I want to give you one more shot, and we'll do it next segment. What's your beef? Load up the phone lines. I've got plenty of tweets. I have plenty of emails. If you want to get in with a beef, call the show with your beef. That's how you'll get through. 1-800-636-8686. And the best part of that segment is it does not need to be about sports. It does not need to be about a thing. It can be about somebody. Whatever you want, whatever your beef is, best beefs get on air. And we're doing that next segment. Now, I hate to use the term quiet drop, but Ep 106 of the Jim Rome podcast dropped pretty quietly because it was over the long Thanksgiving weekend. Now, that does not mean that it's not worth your time because, well, they all are, but especially this one. You just may have missed it because I taped it on the way out the door to the holiday break. And maybe you were out your door on the way to whatever you did for the long holiday weekend and you may have missed it. So there wasn't that typical Thursday promotion. And if you missed my solicit on Twitter, then you might not know the last week's guest was the one and only Holly Robinson Pete. If you've listened to any of our Super Bowl shows from Radio Row over the years, you know Holly is a staple. And she's one of the best interviews of the entire 5 days every single year. Actually, 3 days this year. We have never done that. Alvin, are you aware of that? Alvin's response to me was, yeah, dude, I heard. It's crazy. No, we've never done a three-day. It's always been 5 days. It's always been 5 days. Not only have we always done 5 days, I mean, going way, way back, I've always done all 5 days. Not everybody does, but I've always done all 5 days. And understandably, Monday and Tuesday are not as good as Wednesday through Friday. Not only have I always done 5 days, in recent years, we actually started doing six. I had shows the day of the game, the day before the game, we started to do six. So I went from five to six to three. I'm not sure it stays that way. This year we'll do three. Anyway, Holly has always been a staple of the row. More than that, she is a good friend of the program. And we go way back. So whenever I get a chance, and we always both love that time, where at least once a year we get together and get caught up and chop it up. And it's always good to have her on for 8 minutes, 10 minutes, 12 minutes. So we do that. However, this is a little bit different. This is long form. And we covered a lot of ground. From her raising an autistic son, who now works for the LA Dodgers, to getting her start on one of the very first episodes back in the day of Sesame Street.
I was 5 years old, and my first acting gig, I was on one of the very early episodes of Sesame Street. And this was 50 years ago. It was like it happened yesterday. My dad was the original Gordon. For those of you of a certain age, and you remember when Sesame Street first came on in 69, my dad was that first cat that walked down the street that said, hey, I'm Gordon, and welcome to Sesame Street. So I wanted to be, I was five, and I wanted to be on the show, but my dad didn't like the idea of showbiz kids. So he kept me off the show until finally I begged and pleaded. Everybody on my block in Philly got to go up to New York to be on the show but me. So it was just awful. Finally, I got to go on. I had one line, and I blew my one line.
Holly rules. I mean, listen to the energy coming through the phone. and she can talk in terms of things like, I did something 50 years ago? That's crazy to me. But that's her first gig. She was on Sesame Street 50 years ago. That's where her career started. That led to a role on 21 Jump Street, which back in the day was one of my favorite TV shows. I love that show. I loved her on that show. Then she parlayed that into Hanging with Mr. Cooper, which ultimately led to her meeting and marrying former NFL quarterback Rodney Peete. Rodney played for a few different teams during his career, but Holly says that his time with the Eagles was very different. And because she's a Philly gal, she knew what that represented. I'm sure all you Eagle fans know why that was different.
I'm from Philadelphia, and we all know how the Philadelphia Eagle fans are. And when on the night of our wedding, we got traded. You know how I say we, like I was playing on that field. We got traded to the Eagles. We were with the Cowboys. We got traded to the Eagles on the eve of our wedding. And literally everything changed. I went from being a quarterback's wife to being an Eagles quarterback wife, and that's a whole nother movie. And the hardest part was that my relatives, who I would get tickets for every week, were the ones that were like throwing stuff on the field at my husband. I was like, wait, Aunt Jane, didn't I get you these seats?
Wow.
It was
crazy.
Hard. It was savage. I mean, it was just savage. So it was tough playing there, but for my dad, thank God he was still alive. I mean, are you kidding me? Like Harold Carmichael was my first, those were my first words. Grew up an Eagles fan with my dad. And so for him to have a son-in-law that played for the Eagles, that was like just too much of a fantasy.
You see why I try and run her down every single year. Holly is so good. She said literally everything changed. I went from being a quarterback's wife to an Eagles quarterback's wife. And that all my family members that I was hooking up every week with tickets were the ones throwing stuff on the field, talking junk. Holly knows football. Holly wrote a book about football, actually. Literally, she wrote a book. And she's been around the game most of her life. So I had to get her thoughts on Lamar Jackson, because she might be his biggest fan.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like he's a member of my family. I don't know why I'm so connected to him. I think it was because, you know, my experience even watching Rodney. Like, I didn't know Rodney before the draft, but he had a really rough draft where he was, like, one of the top quarterbacks in the country, and he didn't go to the second day in the sixth round. And all these other quarterbacks went before him, and many of them weren't even in the league 2 years later, 3 years later. And so I think as a quarterback, but especially as an African-American quarterback, there's a little different standard that they have to live up to. They got to be so much better. And, you know, I remember Rodney telling stories when he went to Stanford and he was recruited and they wanted to change him from quarterback to receiver, that they didn't want him necessarily to be quarterback there. You know, it's a real thing. And so when Lamar was going through, you know, people telling him and scouts, oh, he should be a wide receiver. I just love him going out there and balling out every weekend. And you know what? I think I'm going to scramble out of the pocket. Oh, you know what? I think I'll stay in the pocket and throw it. I think I'll, you know, just toss it out. I'll pitch it. You know, like every single thing he does, it's so much fun to watch. And I felt guilty the other night because I wasn't rooting for him against my brother-in-law's team, the Los Angeles Rams. But I know we won't get whooped up that bad. But I mean, I was like, oh, it's so exciting to watch him, but I couldn't believe how well he's playing. So, yes, I love him, and I'm pulling for him.
This is why I love that pod. Podcast's incredible. Holly is a take machine. Holly is a force of nature. Check out episode 106 with Holly Robinson Peete. It is really good. She kills it. Just kills it. And I said it on Twitter, and I said it again right here, and I'll say it again one more time. She is a force of nature. She gets bleep done. And she kills it every single time that we get together, and this is no exception. Check it out on iTunes, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, JimRome.com. It's pinned still to the top of my Twitter feed with a one-click link. It's free. It's an awesome listen. Make sure you do it on the way to the gym, during your commute, at the gym, after this show, whenever you can. You'll be glad you did. Subscribe just once, and then you never look for that podcast. It will find you every single week. It is premium content, and it is free. And we do it every single week. Oh, one more thing. Did you see Gary Sheffield last night online? I definitely want to get to that. When we come back, though, the What's Your Beef segment. Last chance. If you want to beef on somebody or something, hit me up on the phones, 1-800-636-8686. We're doing that next segment for sure, because I've got three interviews scheduled in the third hour. If you're just jumping in and you're wondering what's going on, you're about to find out.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
What's your beef? It's coming up in a few minutes. It's Dell's biggest Cyber Monday week ever for business. You can save on powerful computers with Intel Core processors, plus free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL, 877-BUY-DELL, or visit dell.com/SBCyberMonday. Wild game last night. And about the only thing that could get my attention off of last night's game was a video on Instagram that Gary Sheffield dropped right in the middle of the fourth quarter. So trust me when I tell you, the video's got to be pretty incredible to divert my eyes off of even a single possession prime time for a Monday night game. A Monday night game, it's got serious playoff seeding implications. Really big game last night. So to get me to look away from that had to be something good. And believe me, that video Chef dropped was exactly that. Incredible. I'm going to show you the video on CBS Sports Network if you're watching the simulcast. If you're not by a TV, check out my Twitter feed because I repopped it there last night. Chef. You know, I'm always weird about this. Like when Holly Robinson said, 50 years ago I did this. It's just, it's kind of weird. Life's weird like that, man. That clock is spinning fast. So when I say 51-year-old Chef, it's weird. It's weird to me. Like, Chef is 51. Holly Robinson Peake can talk about acting 50 years ago. I even saw my mother. My mom came, Jan. Jan comes to the Radio Hall of Fame. Every time I have a birthday, she says things like, you know what's so much more weird, so much more bizarre to me than me being 80 is you being 55. I'm like, yeah, right, Mom? That's really weird to me. So we're talking about Chef, and he's 51. And Chef is at like this nondescript baseball field in sweatpants. I mean, it's like Ike. Ike's got to look in the mirror like, damn, how did I become 90? How did that happen? So Chef is 51. Ike is 90. Ike is on the back row on the other side of the glass. But Chef is at a baseball field. And he's rocking sweatpants and a hoodie. And he's just jacking moonshots off a BP pitcher with an aluminum stick. All of it's amazing, but the fact that he's launching lasers into a busy street is wild. Now, I'm not condoning it because, obviously, there is a safety risk in roping dingers into two-way traffic. But I'm telling you right now, if Chef went through my windshield and I bounced my rig off a light pole, I'd get out of that car and thank him for it and make him sign the deployed airbag. That's how much I like Chef. That's how much I've always liked Chef. This is why I try to get Chef on whenever I can. Oh, and did I mention, the legend himself is riffing on a stogie while playing home run derby at the local diamond with that rocket launcher. This guy's got a cigar in his gap while he's hitting Dustin Johnson TaylorMade M6 fades 500 feet into oncoming traffic. There were the smoke clouds from the bat and the smoke clouds from his gap that he was pulling from a stogie while pulling ship jumpers to Mars. It's an incredible 30 seconds. Back to back to back jacks, and it sounded like this.
51 years old, so. Ooh! Oh my God.
He gone.
51 years old, still got it.
There she go.
Another one.
There she go.
Oh my God.
Put it in the bank.
Man, it's all so good. Chef turning to the camera and saying, put it in the bank. And the commentary is great, too. There she go. She gone. She gone. Put it in the bank. Is the bank the name of a new sled that I don't know about? Because, again, my man was putting these gopher balls into two-way traffic 400 feet out. Smoke them if you got them, Chef. Them being baseballs, cigars, and all the cars in your blast radius.
Put it in the bank.
I don't know who else at that age could pull that off. Literally could pull that off. Just so cool. Him pulling drags off that stogue and then turning around and saying, put it in the bank and walking off.
Put it in the bank.
Hitting into cars at night. Right, that was not into some empty field or something that goes forever and ever and it rolls. That's him hitting into traffic while ripping drags off that stogue. So good. My man, Chef. All right, time to get to some beefs. What is your beef?
Is this the beef jerky segment?
Yes, it is. Let me start with an email. Jim, my beef is with the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. When did the Dunkin' drive-thru become the new car buying experience? One medium iced coffee, Merry Mint Mocha flavor, and a cream. That's it. Thank you. No, I don't want to go large for 20 cents more. No, I don't need the turbo boost shot. No, I don't need to add hash browns for 99 cents. If I wanted all of that, I would have asked for it. How about you make my damn coffee and stop with the triple upsell? Maybe this line would move quicker. Thanks, Mark in South Carolina. You feel better, Mark. That's fair. I know why they do it, but it's annoying as hell, right? I'm not even going to put that only on Dunkin' Donuts. I hate that. Can I add? No! Would you? No! No, I just want what I asked for. Dear fellow Wisconsin landowner, my beef is with my wife, who has booked 4 events to celebrate Christmas in the span of 5 days, 3 of which are at our house. I'm thinking of going Clark Griswold and spending the entire holiday season outside plastering my house with lights. Signed, Chris in Wisco, not a Packer fan. Wore Irate Craig making balloon animals to give out as Christmas gifts. Yeah, I'm not going to read that. I generally do not read anything that includes the phrase used condoms. Hawk. Hawk, I know that you may be functionally illiterate, but if you can't read it before you bring it to me, at least let Alvin read it. Hey, Jim, I got a beef with the McDonald's ice cream machine. Why is it always broken? Yours, Carson Buffaley. Drew in West L.A., War Irate Craig using bundt cakes as necklaces. Why is Carson Buffet Lee sending me emails? My man get big? Did my man chunk up? Does he still have his show? Haven't seen him. This email reads, Hi, Jim. I have a beef with people making fun of Steve Belichick's hair. It wasn't always a mullet, Jim. Not that long ago, he had a long, flowing, golden mane which rivaled Adonis. In other words, Jim, he's hot. Salty Sarah T. All right, so let's add that to the list of men that she's thirsting after. Tom Brady. Kurt Warner. Jack Del Rio. Steve Belichick? Hey, Sarah, I'm not going to say who you should or should not find attractive, but one of these is not like the others. Let's try this again. Kurt Warner, Tom Brady, Jack Del Rio, Steve Belichick. Rome, my beef is delivering packages in a whiteout in the Northeast with customers telling me to, quote, stay warm. It's 15 degrees. I can't stay warm, jackasses. No one can. John, UPS driver in Maine. My man, I feel you. Dude, that is a hustle. That's a tough gig. But they're just trying to be nice. It's better than, hey, a-hole, why are you late with my package? Stay warm. Rome, I've got beef with newscasters. Don't come in and tell me I'm Bob Jones. Terry has the day off. I don't care who's on the tube and who's on vacation. Just feed me the news. Shane in SLO. That's a different kind of beef. I guess you're still watching the local news. Are you sure? Are you sure, Shane, when you watch and Terry's not there, you don't think to yourself, hey, where's Terry? Dear Jim, what's my beef? My beef is with TSA at the airport making me surrender my expensive bottle of hair regrowing shampoo because the bottle was bigger than 3.4 ounces. Hey, TSA, you have way too many rules and regulations about what I can and can't carry onto the damn plane. Tony from Iowa City. All right, so let's continue the beef segment via tweets really quickly. Johnny in Detroit. My beef is with Christmas lights. No matter how neatly I put them away, after Christmas every year when I open up that bin, the next year they're tangled as hell. Canadian Hitman tweets, my beef is the removal of the what's your beef on Thursdays. Gotta leave y'all wanting a little more. Let's try a telephone call. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Kansas City. Dave in KC. Dave, what's your beef?
Thanks for taking my call, Jim. My beef is with local radio sports talk honks who conduct an interview for minute after minute and not tell me who they're talking to. It's radio, dude. I can't see it. I don't have that problem when I listen to The Jungle. It's always, you always say something like, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce is our guest. I just listen. Tell me who you're talking to every once in a while. I can't stand it. Merry holidays. See you later. Thanks.
Merry holidays. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. That's a legitimate beef. That is a legitimate beef. And that's why when I do conduct interviews, and I'm going to conduct three next hour, I constantly reset who I'm talking to for that very reason. Except we are on TV. We are on TV, but not everybody watches the simulcast. And if somebody were to jump in the middle of the interview and hear something interesting, they might say, who's he talking to? So yes, I do reset that. That's good beef. At NJ Alberts tweets, what's my beef? Booger McFarland doesn't know football and the history of it. Get him off TV. He actually does know football. Hey, here we go again. I'm not critiquing other broadcasts. If I had a perfect broadcast and a perfect show, maybe I would. But I don't. I'm focused on my show and what I need to get done. And what I can do to help the shows that I'm a part of. So I'm not getting into that. But to say that the guy doesn't know football is not accurate. He knows the game. He played the game. And by the way, he was a damn good player. He played the game at a high level. Hey, Rome. What's my beef? My beef is when I go to get gas and the little blue towels that I use to clean my windshield are all gone because all the bums have cleaned them out to use for their personal bum hygiene routine. Hey, Hobo Joe, go buy a towel from the dollar store or do like Ira Craig does and steal it from the Venice Beach Motel 6. Brian and Charlotte. Brian, what do you not understand about no bum smack? That whole email was bum smack. Such bad form, man. Next time you want a protein snack, ditch the drinks down the bars and grab a bag of Old Trapper beef jerky. Tender, tasty, real beef. The rocks you're craving for a snack that satisfies, ask for it by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? Troy Polamalu joins me when